Cat test. Listening. Part 1. Questions 1 to 5. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Example. What does the woman have to eat?
I'd like fish and chips, please.
I'm afraid we haven't got any fish left. How about chicken and chips?
All right, but I'd prefer a salad with the chicken.
Certainly, madam.
I'd like fish and chips, please.
I'm afraid we haven't got any fish left. How about chicken and chips?
All right, but I'd prefer a salad with the chicken.
Certainly, madam.
1. Where are the car keys?
Have you seen my car keys? I put them on the table when I came in.
Are you sure they're not still in the car?
I'll go and check. Oh, here they are on the shelf by the door.
Oh, yes. I moved them because I wanted to use the table.
Have you seen my car keys? I put them on the table when I came in.
Are you sure they're not still in the car?
I'll go and check. Oh, here they are on the shelf by the door.
Oh, yes. I moved them because I wanted to use the table.
2. Which trousers does Lisa choose?
Do you like these trousers, Lisa?
Not really. They haven't got enough pockets, and they're too long.
What about this pair? They've got lots of pockets.
They're still too long. I prefer these. They're shorter. Let's get them.
Do you like these trousers, Lisa?
Not really. They haven't got enough pockets, and they're too long.
What about this pair? They've got lots of pockets.
They're still too long. I prefer these. They're shorter. Let's get them.
3. What time does the concert start?
Come on, it's 7:15. We don't want to be late for the concert.
Have you checked? I'm sure it doesn't start until 8:30.
It says 8 o'clock on the tickets.
Oh. Well, we've still got plenty of time. It'll only take us 10 minutes to get to the theatre.
Come on, it's 7:15. We don't want to be late for the concert.
Have you checked? I'm sure it doesn't start until 8:30.
It says 8 o'clock on the tickets.
Oh, well, we've still got plenty of time. It'll only take us 10 minutes to get to the theatre.
4. What will Jack do after school today?
I've got a problem with my computer, Jack. Do you think you can help me with it when you get back from school this afternoon?
I'd like to, Dad, but I've got volleyball practice until quite late. What about tomorrow, when I come back from the dentist's?
That's no good for me, I'm afraid. Let's leave it until the weekend.
OK.
I've got a problem with my computer, Jack. Do you think you can help me with it when you get back from school this afternoon?
I'd like to, Dad, but I've got volleyball practice until quite late. What about tomorrow, when I come back from the dentist's?
That's no good for me, I'm afraid. Let's leave it until the weekend.
OK.
5. How many people were at the dance class today?
Were there many people at the dance class today?
12 altogether.
Last week there were 9, and I was the only boy.
Well, there were 4 men there today.
Were there many people at the dance class today?
12 altogether.
Last week there were 9, and I was the only boy.
Well, there were 4 men there today.
Part 2. Questions 6 to 10. Listen to Jess talking to Adam about the television that evening. What programmes will she watch at what time? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter A to H next to each time. You will hear the conversation twice.
There are some good programmes on television this evening, Adam. Are you going to watch them with me?
I'll see the news at 6 with you, but then I have to finish my homework.
The programme at 6:30 is about the Kings and Queens of England. You should see that.
Oh, it sounds good. My favourite programme about the police is at 7:30, isn't it?
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Tonight there's an interesting programme about Indian elephants I want to see.
I'll do my homework then.
And I don't suppose you'll want to see the programme at 8 about making Italian food.
Not really. What's on at 9?
Something about places to visit in Australia. I must see that.
I hope there's some football tonight.
That's at 10. Our favourite team is playing. And there's a really good play on after the match. But I know I'll be too tired to watch it.
Me too.
There are some good programmes on television this evening, Adam. Are you going to watch them with me?
I'll see the news at 6 with you, but then I have to finish my homework.
The programme at 6:30 is about the Kings and Queens of England. You should see that.
Oh, it sounds good. My favourite programme about the police is at 7:30, isn't it?
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Tonight there's an interesting programme about Indian elephants I want to see.
I'll do my homework then.
And I don't suppose you'll want to see the programme at 8 about making Italian food.
Not really. What's on at 9?
Something about places to visit in Australia. I must see that.
I hope there's some football tonight.
That's at 10. Our favourite team is playing. And there's a really good play on after the match. But I know I'll be too tired to watch it.
Me too.
Part 3. Questions 11 to 15. Listen to Jan talking to Kim about her holiday. For questions 11 to 15, tick A, B or C. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hi, Jan. Have you had a nice holiday?
Yes, thanks, Kim. I was away for 2 weeks. I only got back last night.
Did you go to France again with your sister?
She wanted to go to Italy this year, but I've already been there, so we decided to go to Sweden for a change.
Was it very warm?
We were lucky. We had sun every day, and it only rained when we left. There was just one windy day.
It sounds great. Was your hotel expensive?
My Swedish friend let us stay in her house. There were some lovely campsites too, but we didn't need to use them.
Did you go swimming and sailing?
The water was too cold, but there was still plenty to do. My sister spent her time painting pictures of the countryside. Birds are my hobby, and I saw more than 50 different kinds there.
Did you take many photos?
My camera broke on the first day, so I had to buy postcards. But you can see them.
Great. Thanks. Hi, Jan. Have you had a nice holiday?
Yes, thanks, Kim. I was away for 2 weeks. I only got back last night.
Did you go to France again with your sister?
She wanted to go to Italy this year, but I've already been there, so we decided to go to Sweden for a change.
Was it very warm?
We were lucky. We had sun every day, and it only rained when we left. There was just one windy day.
It sounds great. Was your hotel expensive?
My Swedish friend let us stay in her house. There were some lovely campsites too, but we didn't need to use them.
Did you go swimming and sailing?
The water was too cold, but there was still plenty to do. My sister spent her time painting pictures of the countryside. Birds are my hobby, and I saw more than 50 different kinds there.
Did you take many photos?
My camera broke on the first day, so I had to buy postcards. But you can see them.
Great. Thanks.
Part 4. Questions 16 to 20. You will hear a man making a phone call about a bicycle. Listen and complete questions 16 to 20. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
I saw your advertisement for a bicycle. Can you tell me about it, please?
It's called a Silver Star. It belonged to my son, but he's gone to work in Japan.
So is it a Japanese bike? I know they're very good.
It was made in Italy, actually. He didn't ride it much, so it looks like new.
How old is it?
It was 3 months old when he bought it, and that was 6 months ago.
So that means it's 9 months old. It sounds great. How much is it?
Well, it was £250 when it was new, but he's asking £125. That's half price.
Great. Can I come and look at it this evening, please?
Yes, certainly. What about 6:30?
Can we make it a bit later? How about 6:45? I don't finish work until 6:15.
That's okay. And we live at 13 Lees Road.
That's L-E-I-G-H-S, isn't it?
That's right. I'll see you this evening.
Fine.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I saw your advertisement for a bicycle. Can you tell me about it, please?
It's called a Silver Star. It belonged to my son, but he's gone to work in Japan.
So is it a Japanese bike? I know they're very good.
It was made in Italy, actually. He didn't ride it much, so it looks like new.
How old is it?
It was 3 months old when he bought it, and that was 6 months ago.
So that means it's 9 months old. It sounds great. How much is it?
Well, it was £250 when it was new, but he's asking £125. That's half price.
Great. Can I come and look at it this evening, please?
Yes, certainly. What about 6:30?
Can we make it a bit later? How about 6:45? I don't finish work until 6:15.
That's okay. And we live at 13 Lees Road.
That's L-E-I-G-H-S, isn't it?
That's right. I'll see you this evening.
Fine.
Part 5. Questions 21 to 25. You will hear a man talking on the radio about a race. Listen and complete questions 21 to 25. You will hear the conversation twice.
Now, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, why not join in the Bartlow Town Race on Saturday? The race starts at Bartlow Town Hall and finishes at the football stadium. That's 5 kilometres. And don't worry if you can't run all that way. Walkers are welcome too. The race begins at 10:15, but you should arrive at the town hall 45 minutes before, at 9:30, to check in and get your race number. There are money prizes for the winners in the different age groups, and everybody will get a free T-shirt when they finish. Adults pay £2 each to run in the race. It's only £1.50 for children and students. And if the whole family decide to run, there's a special price of £5 per family. Don't forget to bring some water with you. Saturday is going to be a lovely warm day, and you may get thirsty. But it'll be lots of fun. See you there. Now, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, why not join in the Bartlow Town Race on Saturday? The race starts at Bartlow Town Hall and finishes at the football stadium. That's 5 kilometres. And don't worry if you can't run all that way. Walkers are welcome too. The race begins at 10:15, but you should arrive at the town hall 45 minutes before, at 9:30, to check in and get your race number. There are money prizes for the winners in the different age groups, and everybody will get a free T-shirt when they finish. Adults pay £2 each to run in the race. It's only £1.50 for children and students. And if the whole family decide to run, there's a special price of £5 per family. Don't forget to bring some water with you. Saturday is going to be a lovely warm day, and you may get thirsty. But it'll be lots of fun. See you there.